It seems like almost yesterday that the worst train wreck in Missouri history occurred. The date was August 5, 1922, and the location was on a bridge over Glaze Creek beside the Mississippi between Herculaneum and Kimswick. At this location, a fast-moving steel passenger train from Texas, train number 4, crashed into the rear of a local passenger train of wooden cars coming into St. Louis from Hoxie, Arkansas. This was train number 32 with 190 passengers, including a large contingent of Boy Scouts returning from a week at camp. The local train had stopped at Sulphur Springs to take on water. Train number 4 had recently pulled onto a siding to let a southbound train pass and then pulled back onto the main line, and as it did so, the engineer missed the signals regarding the presence of train number 32 stopped in front of him at Sulphur Springs. The result was a terrific collision, reportedly heard 3 miles from the point of impact. A number of the passenger cars rode down a 50-foot embankment and into Glaze Creek. Tragically, 34 individuals died in the accident. 150 were seriously injured, making this the worst train wreck in Missouri history. As in all disasters, there are many personal tragedies. This incident included the deaths of 5 members of one St. Louis family and the death of 19-year-old John Crafton of Oran, Missouri. Private Crafton had recently completed basic training, returned home on a furlough, and was heading to his first military assignment when he was killed. The tragedies from Missouri's worst railroad accident seem as if they were almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.